Hello and welcome to this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. This week, because it's that time of year again, that is college season, and one of the sometimes a difficult thing to sort of navigate is the whole healthcare plan for college students, especially if this is, you know, the first year they've had to sort out the options there. Joining us again is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, help us sort it out. What are the options available for all of those college students out there? I know it's there are millions of them, and many of them are offered a health plan through college, but let's talk through those options.
Well, the basic decision right up front is whether to get a college health plan. These are known as student health insurance plans. Most four-year schools offer SHIPs. Two-year schools sometimes do or sometimes don't offer
student,
these plans.
I should say SHIP is student health insurance plan, right?
Yes, student health insurance plans. Many schools automatically enroll the students into the SHIP and require that students opt out if they want to get coverage elsewhere. So this mm-hmm. is a key decision up front, particularly for students who are going out of the same region or even out of state. It's a very important decision for the parents because by going out of the region or out of state, they are out of network for purposes of their parents' plan, and it may be very costly for them to get care outside of that. The other thing about the student health insurance plans is that they automatically include the clinics on campus and usually a hospital either on campus or near campus. Right. That the student can access.
Right. Now, an important provision in the Affordable Care Act is that all through college, and actually well after college, dependents, children, can stay on their parents' plan for an even longer period of time.
Absolutely. The Affordable Care Act extended the period that dependents, children, can stay on their parents' plan up to age 26, no matter what, even if they're married, not living in the same state, not financially dependent on their parents, not claimed as a dependent on the parents' tax forms, they can stay on their parents' plan until they're 26. And that's a big, big change. But again, you know, you need to see the interplay between the parents' plan and a student health insurance plan on campus.
Good, good advice. And there's a couple, very quickly, a couple of other options, of course, is Medicaid.
Yes, for low-income students, they can always access Medicaid. Very important that there is no open enrollment period for Medicaid. You can always qualify for that if your financial situation qualifies you. Former foster youth can access Medicaid coverage until they're 26, regardless of income. This is new under the Affordable Care Act. There's always employment-based coverage. If the student has a job full-time or part-time that offers insurance, they can get it there. Or they can always purchase a private plan in the market, whether it's in the exchange for that state or an individual marketplace plan in the traditional insurance market.
Right. Well, a lot of options, fortunately, and not always easy to figure out what the best one is. So ask good questions, speak to those at the college, and know your options. And of course, you can always go to the Transamerica Institute at transamericainstitute.org, and there's a wealth of resources available there. Hector, thanks as always. Appreciate your helping to sort out these issues and others. That's all we have time for on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.